Come here, rest your head on my chest and just let me hold you for a bit. It's nice when I stroke your hair. I know. I know that you miss them. I know about that lump that blocks your throat and won't let you get your words out. That hollow weight that fills your chest and makes it hard to breathe. The burning in your eyes before you blink it back. The split second in the morning when you wake and think about them. And then the sick feeling that takes over when you remember that they're gone. I know you talk softly to the photo and you touch a finger to their face. I know the empty exhaustion you feel. And I know you can't sleep. I know you lie awake in the night, covers pressed tightly to your mouth so you won't be heard as tears burn into the pillow. But sweetheart, I'm awake with you. I know you could always go there. It was the only place you felt safe. Your haven from the harsh words and the harsh hands. Some place where you could trust, you trusted them. All the times you ran there to escape, to share your joy over something, that you got respite, that you laughed, that you let your guard down. They're playing over and over, and you feel scared there's no one there now. You feel lost. I know you'd give anything for just a few more moments more with them. And I know you're locking it all away, putting on a mask, going through the motions, doing everything you need to do, looking after everyone else and push everything down until you fall apart when you're alone. But I know that you're not alone. I know that you are safe and loved. You are so, so loved. I see how much you're hurting. You're safe in my arms. You don't have to hide. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to fight the tears. You can talk about them. And when you break down, I will still be there to hold you up. Because I'm yours and you are mine. And we'll get through it. We will get through it. So just remember, grief takes many shapes and forms. Sometimes it can be crying your eyes out. And sometimes it can be trying to pull it up behind you. But the fact is, that emptiness that you feel, it never goes away. It really don't. You feel so lost and alone without them. And nothing can replace that hole that is made in your heart. But you learn to live for them. You learn to get through your own grief for them. But your best bet is to remember the good memories. Always remember the good memories you shared. The laughs, the joys. Oh, the little idiosyncrasies that you loved. The phrases that they used to use. The moments where they cheer you up, and the moments where they'd laugh, and sharing the good moments and the joys that happened. You've got to realise you're not weak. You're not weak for missing them, and it hurts so much. God, I know it hurts so much. It really hurts so much. But you just got to, like I said, you just got to remember the good times. And remember, I don't know. Remember the person that was. Remember them from who they were. because in order to lose someone in your life, someone so special like that, and for it to hurt so much, it must have meant that you had something amazing that you lost. And that's so beautiful and rare, and I'm crying as I do this, because the truth is, I am still grieving, and I will be grieving for a long, long time. But I'd rather grieve about the person they are, they was, than the person that they're not now, because each person is just that leaves you, or that loved you and left you, was just a person, another miracle, another wonder of life. And it's also a way that you can show that you have so much love, that you love someone, and you love someone so much that you weren't afraid to lose them. But it happened anyway. Unfortunately, that's life. And I know they've had the dreams that you have, wishing they were still alive, and when you wake up and realise that they're not, it really hurts. But like I said, you're not alone. We have each other, and I'm not making this about me, not in the slightest. But I just wanted to let you know that when people say, oh, it gets better, it don't get better. It doesn't. You just get stronger. Yeah, you'll still miss him, and yeah, it still hurts, but you just get stronger. You find that hidden strength that's within, and surprise yourself. My grandma was my anchor, and when I lost her, that was it. I thought my world ended, but it didn't. It got grey, it got dark, but then I kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and then I got help. I couldn't handle it anymore, and I'm not saying I'm perfect or I'm 100% over it, because I really are. I'm living and I'm trying, and that's the best that we could hope for. So I hope these words sort of help you in a certain way, in a certain sense. I got part of the script from Reddit, from a person that goes by Leave of Us, and I knew I had to do the audio because when I was really upset and grieving at the time when it happened, I searched on YouTube for ways to heal my hurt and for ways to, I don't know, get through it or whatever. And ASMR really helped me more than therapy ever did. And I don't know, I just wanted to give back. Even if this audio only helped one person, then I would be quite content with the fact that I could pay it forward. And that well, yeah. Anyway, I just want to say good night, and God bless to all you beautiful, amazing people. You are strong, and you won't get past it, and you won't get over it. So don't let no one tell you will. but you will get through it. And yes, it will still hurt. But you are strong and you have got this. Always.